You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and this week we'll listen to a long-awaited new vinyl recording from former Wave Farm resident artist Aaron Dilloway, a new realization of John Cage's Roots Art Mix, a magnetic tape loop piece from 1965 that was installed at the John Cage Trust on October 23rd, 2021. This turned out to be an expansive, multi-level visual and sonic work co-produced by the John Cage Trust and Wave Farm. Collaborating tape players included Rosie Actor Engel, Twig Harper, C. Lavender, Quintron, Robert Furman, and John Weiss. In keeping with Cage's score, a minimum of 88 tape loops were employed. The tape loops were made to run on 12 reel-to-reel decks positioned in and across various rooms and floors of the John Cage Trust building, known familiarly on the Bard College campus as Wilson House, winding upstairs and around furniture. Visitors found themselves immersed in a kinetic and audible drawing. As was the case in the 1965 first performance of Roots Art Mix at the Rose Art Museum at Brandeis University, the content on the tape loops included field recordings as well as voices. However, in this new iteration, the sound materials were entirely sourced from the over 100 volunteer programmers who contribute programming on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM. This collaborative reenactment, which turned the John Cage Trust into a musical instrument, served as the culminating celebration of WGXC's 10th anniversary year. 2021 was a COVID year, of course, so visitors to the event experienced this new realization of Roots Art Mix as it was projected out of doors on two floors of the Wilson House. Additionally, timed and guided tours of the John Cage Trust in operation were given. When author-editor Richard Castellanets asked Cage in an interview for his upcoming book, simply titled John Cage, which came out from Prager in 1970, how he had composed Roots Art Mix, Cage replied, "Did you ever see the score? It's just my correspondence with Alvin Lussier, a composer who teaches at Brandeis University." He wanted a concert of music in the Rose Art Museum. Because of engagements here and there, I had very little time to work on it, and he had purposefully separated me from the pianist David Tudor by engaging him to give a concert the previous month, so that this time I had to go without Tudor's assistance. I thought to make a tape piece, which I described in my letters to him. It would consist of loops, and we would have at least as many loops as there are keys on the piano, 88, which would be made by anybody, since I didn't have the time to do it. They could use any materials. We would have at least a dozen machines, and the loops would vary from the shortest viable length to something like 45 feet long. I had been told that the museum had a pool of water and a stairway, that it had an interesting architecture. So we would put the machines all over the building. Then the loops would get tangled up with themselves, and that would be part of the performance. Now, if the loop broke at any point, it would be first priority to fix it. And once it was fixed, it was to be put back in the reservoir of loops, and another one would be put on that machine. The piece was also to begin without the audience knowing it had begun, and it was to conclude when the last member of the audience had left. When only 12 people remained, we had arranged to serve refreshments. All those people had a party. Let's listen to side A of this new recording, a full version of Aaron Dilloway's realization of John Cage's Roots Art Mix, as performed at the John Cage Trust on October 23, 2021, lasting roughly 16 minutes. Enjoy. For
Haiti would be an imperfect.
But do not have. War.
Depends on how you look at it.
Try to make sense.
Black word.
Bottle,
today.
Illuminating to any understanding of Rotzart Mix are, of course, Alvin Lussier's remarks about his role in the genesis of this work, given that Lussier was Cage's collaborator from the start. Lussier captured his thoughts and memories in a chapter for his marvelous book entitled Music 109, Notes on Experimental Music, published by Wesleyan University Press in 2014. Lussier also shares memories about a performance of Rozart Mix that took place a few years later in Crowell Hall at Wesleyan University. As he begins, Cage wrote me that he had an idea for a new piece, but no time to work on it. The preparation would require the splicing of tape loops. Do you know what a tape loop is? There's little reason you would. We don't use them anymore. Everything is done with samplers nowadays. To make a loop, you simply splice a length of tape together at both ends. Any sound recorded on the tape plays over and over again. Cage's proposed piece required at least 12 tape machines, the number of notes of the chromatic scale, amplified separately, and at least 88 tape loops, the number of keys on the piano. It would require the services of at least 4 or maybe 8 performers as loop changers and tape recorder manipulators. The loops would be of greatly varying lengths. We would use mic stands for positioning the loops, some vertically, to look like a Jean Tingley fountain. Cage asked me to have the letter photocopied, he had no carbon paper, and sent back to him. He wrote the notes about the splicing techniques in the margins of that letter and sent it back to me. He said we could record just anything, lots of speech, some music, not much in the way of continuous noises. The tape should be cut quite small, not more than 4 or 5 inches, and down to tiny fragments. In the score, he said to splice ignorantly, that is, not knowing what sounds were on the tape. He drew arrows at various angles to give an idea of how the splices should be cut. We were not to splice just forward and backward, but at various angles, in order to give sounds different attacks. A long angled splice would produce a gradual attack, a sharp one, an abrupt one. We were actually shaping the sounds with our splices. We ended up with glorious noises. John said that if a splice should break, the repair job should take precedence over the other activities, but once a splice was repaired, the loop is to be exchanged for a new one. Among the necessary materials, he mentioned something called splicing powder. I have no idea what he meant by that. I have asked around and no one else seems to know either. Earl Brown thought it was used to keep the fingers dry while touching so much adhesive tape. I wrote him back with final details of the concert. Several months later, our correspondence was published by Peter's Edition. The letters are the score of the piece. He called the piece Rozart Mix. Rozart, Mozart, get it? We performed Rozart Mix several years ago in Crowell Hall at Wesleyan with about 35 students. The students went out and recorded sounds and came back with miles of tape. We spent weeks splicing loops, some a fraction of an inch long. We wanted a couple of loops to run up the length of the hall, so we spliced about 200 feet of tape in order to get a loop 100 feet long. I may be exaggerating. We simply followed Cage's directions. It was a lot of hard work. We spliced day and night. It was wonderful. Chris Schiff, a graduate student composer, was in charge of splicing. During the performance, he sat at a small table on stage with a splicing block, adhesive splicing tape, and one-sided razor blades. He would repair loops that broke, then put them away to be used at a later time. The putting aside of repaired tape loops in Rozart Mix reminded me of discarding yarrow stalks when consulting the I Ching. To close this week's program, let's listen once again to Side A of the 2024 LP release of Dillaway's new realization of Rozart Mix, now that you know a bit more of what is actually going on, and then follow this straight away with the materials comprising Side B of the LP, Dillaway's variations of a single Rozart tape in 6 different iterations. We'll listen to as many as time will allow. This LP is available at Bandcamp, by the way, and it comes with a beautiful 12-page booklet of predominantly location shots. Purchase of the LP comes with full streaming access of Rozart Mix via the free Bandcamp app, plus high-quality download in MP3, FLAC, and more.
Haiti would be an infernal.
But do not have.
War.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Thank you. today.
Today.
Now on to Dillaway's Variations.
Thank you. See it? What?
Beautiful. that. Too much.
Say.
Beautiful.
That. Too much.
Say.
Beautiful.
That. Too much.
Say.
Beautiful.
Dilloway's heartfelt words at the end of the LP's program notes speak to how much he enjoyed creating, installing, and performing Cage's work. So excited, he said, and honored to finally release the vinyl document of my realization of John Cage's Rozart mix. Back in the extremely strange year of 2020, I was approached by Wavefarm and the John Cage Trust to stage a performance of this seldomly performed piece that Cage wrote for Alvin Lucier. The piece is comprised of 88 tape loops, one for each key of a piano, spliced together with multiple non-musical sounds played back on 12 reel-to-reel machines. In January of 2021, I spent a wonderful and intense week researching Rotsart Mix at the John Cage Trust at Bard College. It was the first place I had visited during the pandemic. On October 23rd, with the assistance of Rose Actor Engel, Twig Harper, C. Lavender, Quintron, Robert Terman, and John Weiss, I presented a six-hour performance of Rotsart Mix at the John Cage Trust. 6 hours of 12 individually amplified reel-to-reel tape machines placed around multiple floors of a house, playing 88 tape loops spliced together by 5 to 175 splices, created an overwhelming and joyous environment of cacophonous sound. The performance culminated with John Weiss touching a frog for the first time as the final sound croaked through the speakers. The frog contact was just one of many magical moments that occurred during the preparation and presentation of the piece. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed performing it. Special thanks to Galen Joseph Hunter of Wavefarm and Laura Kuhn and Emmy Martin of the John Cage Trust for trusting me with this material. Aaron Dilloway, May 2024.